Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We're preparing this message today and sharing it from actually the Welk Theater in Branson, Missouri. And we do have some background music we can't control. We're on vacation right now, but we hope that you will be able to hear our message and understand it and benefit from it. You'll hear a lot of background noise as somebody just walked in the door. The message today is called The Ultimate Reunion. Today is Monday, August 6, 2007. The scripture text is 1 Thessalonians 4, 16-18.
For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words.
Many of us have family reunions, though sadly there is an increasing disconnectedness among many families, making it impossible for some to have such a gathering. Some families live relatively close, so they see each other frequently. In my family, we're spread all around the country and even in some foreign countries, and since we don't see each other regularly, a family reunion is a very special time for us. We just completed our annual Steincross reunion here in Branson, Missouri, with some 80 descendants of my grandparents attending. We've been doing this since 1975, shortly after their death. Prior to that, we just gathered at my grandparents' little white house in Harwood, Missouri, but never actually called it a reunion. But when my grandparents died, the next generation began an intentional effort to stay connected.
We gathered and reminisced from Thursday through Sunday morning, but there came a time when we said our goodbyes, expecting, but by no means certain, that we will see each other again next year. 2 years ago, Stephen's mother attended her final earthly reunion in Oklahoma. Earthly reunions all end that way, don't they?
Our daily text speaks of a great future reunion unlike any other. Indeed, it will be the ultimate reunion and will include several notable distinct features.
Firstly, it will include all of our loved ones who have lived for Christ. Some have been missed at other reunions that I've attended. At these reunions, some had already gone on to be with the Lord, and others couldn't make it.
Secondly, there will be no transportation problems getting to this reunion. No one will miss because they had to work. Sickness or disabilities won't hinder. Wheelchair ramps will be done away with, and hearing devices will be non-existent. No one will be limited by cost.
And thirdly, our family will be greatly expanded. Those who followed Christ will be there from every tribe and language and people and nation. The redeemed from all the ages will be at this reunion. Our common bloodline will be the divine, redeeming blood of Jesus Christ.
Well, fourth distinction of this great reunion, the ultimate reunion, it will be in the loveliest location, far, far exceeding any beautiful place here on this earth. Now, I've been to some mighty pretty areas, as the Creator sure made a masterpiece on this earth. But this reunion will be in heaven. One of my favorite theologians, R.C. Sproul, asserts that the remarkable descriptions we have of heaven in the Bible are actually greatly understated.
And lastly, this reunion will be forever. No more tearful hugs of departure. No more see you next year, when that just may not be the case. We will be with the Lord forever, the Bible says. Notice that wonderful pronoun we, which refers to both the dead in Christ and those who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord. And it will include the abiding presence of the Lord. That will be the very best part.
Won't it be wonderful there? But for now, we encourage you with these words.
Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will capture our minds and draw our hearts to future events. May we, with childlike anticipation, keep our attention drawn to the eternal truths of your word. And may these spiritual truths turn our face toward heaven, our future home where we will enjoy a sinless atmosphere, never-ending fellowship with our brothers and sisters, and the majesty of your presence forever. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us today. And again, I don't know how this will come out regarding sound. We're in a great big lobby of the Welk Theater in Branson, Missouri. I feel very confined doing this work in the motel room. It does have wireless internet through the hotel, and this is about the quietest place we could find. But we don't know how it'll work. Plus, we know even with the laptop, the sound is not as good. We found that out Friday. But we're still on vacation. We hope to send another message out tomorrow, and then we'll be back to Pennsylvania on Wednesday and hopefully resume a normal schedule on Thursday. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. Today we do have a lot of extra features as far as photos we've taken over the last several days, if you care to look, both family photos and some of our vacation aspect photos. And as is typically our practice, we suggest a song, one that I've done several times recently, the great contemporary song many of you are familiar with called I Can Only Imagine. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and be encouraged.